For Republican leaders, perhaps the biggest nightmare scenario in the presidential race is not Donald Trump winning their party's nomination, but him losing and then running in the general election anyway as an independent, siphoning off Republican votes. In the Carolinas, both key states for Republicans, the GOP has looked at ways to prevent that. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports it has a better chance in North Carolina than South Carolina.
Almost every state has some sort of law to deter candidates from running in a general election after losing in a primary, as Donald Trump has hinted he might. They're known as
sore loser provisions.
That's Richard Pildes, constitutional law professor at NYU. He says sore loser provisions are legal. And in fact, the Supreme Court has upheld them.
Many academics have been critical about that decision on the view that political competition is, you know, furthered by allowing the voters in the general election to choose the candidate they most prefer. But as a matter of existing constitutional law, these provisions are constitutional.
Both North and South Carolina have pretty strict sore loser provisions. So Trump couldn't run as an independent if he lost the Republican primary in those states, right? Well, no. See, presidential primaries aren't technically considered primaries. You're not casting a ballot for a candidate. Actually, you're voting for delegates to go to the party convention and then cast a vote on your behalf. So North Carolina has another sore loser provision for presidential primaries. But there's a problem, says Josh Lawson, the general counsel for the State Board of Elections.
The last time the courts construed this statute was in 1980, and they called our particular statute cryptic. Their term, not mine, but it's there.
Still, Lawson points out that the general principle across North Carolina election law is no sore losers. That's not the case in South Carolina. The State Elections Commission says presidential candidates are entirely exempt from sore loser provisions. So the state GOP has included a pledge all candidates must sign to run in the primary, where they agree to support the eventual Republican nominee. But without the force of the state's sore loser provisions behind it, that pledge might have about as much heft as any other political promise. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.